There are many kinds of discrimination, all of them wrong. Religious, race, age, fat. I'm not sure if the one I'm talking about has an actual name, but let's call it economic discrimination. There's always been class distinction between the haves and the have-nots, but what I'm referring to seems more pervasive, or I just noticed it. Take for instance when a person pays for a ticket to attend an event. There is a certain charge for that plus a handling fee, plus a tax. Upon arrival, if you would like to have a chance to meet the celebrity at the event, that will be extra. Expect a charge for an autograph, a different price if you want a specific item signed, a charge for a meet and greet, a charge if you want a picture with the star. Believe it or not, there was a time when a personality was just happy to meet a fan and give, for free, the time of day and a keepsake. A few really genuine celebrities still do this, but they are few and far between. It may not even be the star getting the fee. It's more likely going to a low-life event promoter who has dollar signs for eyeballs. But, it is not just these kind of special events at which I guess I almost expect to pay through the nose. Travel? Unless you've got the funds, you will sit in a cramped seat with one buttock cheek hanging out in the aisle instead of a comfy seat up front behind a nice curtain. Even that is insulting, to separate the rich from the riff-raff. The last time I was on a plane, I gnawed on a hard fiber bar while the lady in front of me had a lovely, full-size Kit Kat bar. I asked how she got that. Of course, she paid extra for the good snack pack. What kind of a world is this when not everyone is allowed a quality candy bar? At restaurants, I have also noticed diners are offered fewer choices with an entree. Salad? Extra. Bun? Extra. Potato? You might get fries included, but if you want a different kind of potato, that'll be an upcharge. I had to give a fast food restaurant a quarter to cover the cost of a cardboard cup with some tap water. This is happening in every segment of society, of course. Should you want high-speed internet, you'll need to upgrade your whole system. That's going to cost you. Want to enjoy decent television? Yeah, that's going to require a streaming service charged monthly. If I take a photo and would like to look perhaps not as haggard as I actually do, I will have to pay for a special filter to make me look human on Facebook. How is that fair? I feel discriminated against because I am not rich. I truly do think it's a form of discrimination when everyone is not able to enjoy the same benefits as everyone else. Why can't I look less wrinkly or enjoy a baked potato or sprawl in a comfy seat on a plane? Am I not worthy because I am poor? I can't afford a VIP ticket, an upgrade or an add-on and, admittedly, it makes me a bit angry. Perhaps you have felt the same way. Maybe if I was allowed a Kit Kat, I wouldn't be so negative, but I doubt it.